2, Canto 10, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind. This tomb must now be overpassed and left, as all must be until the highest is gained, in whom the world and self grow true and one. Till that is reached, our journeying cannot cease. Always a nameless goal beckons beyond. Always ascends the zigzag of the gods, and upward points the spirit's climbing fire. This breath of hundred-hued felicity and its pure heightened figure of time's joy, tossed upon waves of flawless happiness, hammered into single beats of ecstasy, this fraction of the spirit's integer, caught into a passionate greatness of extremes, this limited being lifted to zenith bliss, happy to enjoy one touch of things supreme, packed into its sealed small infinity, its endless time-made world outfacing time, a little output of God's vast delight. The moments stretched towards the eternal now, the hours discovered immortality, but satisfied with their sublime contents, on peaks they ceased whose tops halfway to heaven pointed to an apex they could never mount, to a grandeur in whose air they could not live. Inviting to their high and exquisite sphere, to their secure and fine extremities, this creature who hugs his limits to feel safe, these heights declined a greater adventurous call, a glory and sweetness of satisfied desire tied up the spirit to golden posts of bliss. It could not house the wideness of a soul which needed all infinity for its home, a memory soft as grass and faint as sleep, the beauty and call receding sank behind, like a sweet song heard fading far away upon the long high road to timelessness. Above was an ardent white tranquility, a musing spirit looked out on the worlds, and like a brilliant clamoring of skies, passing through clarity to an unseen light, large lucent realms of mind from stillness shone. But first he met a silver-gray expanse, where day and night had wedded and were one. It was a tract of dim and shifting rays, parting life's sentient flow from thought's self-poise. A coalition of uncertainties, there exercised uneasy government, on a ground reserved for doubt and reason guess, a rendezvous of knowledge with ignorance. At its low extremity held difficult sway, a mind that hardly saw and slowly found, its nature to our earthly nature close, and kin to our precarious mortal thought that looks from soil to sky and sky to soil, but knows not the below nor the beyond. It only sensed itself and outward things. This was the first means of our slow ascent from the half-conscience of the animal soul, living in a crowded press of shape events, in a realm it cannot understand nor change. Only it sees and acts in a given scene, and feels and joys and sorrows for a while. The ideas that drive the obscure embodied spirit along the roads of suffering and desire, in a world that struggles to discover truth, found here their power to be and nature force.